ABC Radio Australia.
It is time to talk oranges because oranges are in season in Samoa. And friend of the program, Chef Dora Rossi, joins me now to talk about how she's been using oranges in the kitchen. Talofa lava, Dora.
Talofa lava, how are we?
I am so excited because listeners might not know this, but we've never actually spoken on air before, and we share a very unique love of both Samoan and Italian food influences, which I've never heard of before in my life. And I also absolutely love food. So I need to know more about this orange and mascarpone cake that you have been making because it sounds like an absolute dream.
It is, darling. Orange and mascarpone cake is just delicious. It's really buttery and soft. And I actually make another version of the orange mascarpone cake, which is a staple at Paddles Restaurant. And it is the lemon and mascarpone cake, which happens to be our Honourable Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa's favourite dessert. So I can never take that off the menu.
I do not blame her because I don't actually use mascarpone except for in tiramisu, but I would totally understand how it would work because like the richness of the cream mixed with like the sweet and the citrus of, you know, lemons and oranges, it must be delicious. Yeah. So talk me through this cake. Are we seeing layers? Is the mascarpone incorporated in the cake or is it in the middle of the layers? Tell me more.
The orange mascarpone cake is a really simple cake. And often, you know, and my philosophy is less is more. The mascarpone is actually worked and folded into the batter. So when it's cooked, it's just absolutely soft. And the orange scent, which comes from the zest and the juice of the orange, is in there. And the mascarpone just makes it just so delicate and buttery. And it really is. And people who have it just fall in love with it. And it's a simple Italian recipe. Yeah.
As you were describing it, I had to turn my mic off because I kept gasping when you were just like describing how good it sounds. But I was also like, that would go so well with just a cup of coffee and especially an Italian cup of coffee, which is like, you know, strong and bitter, all those tastes that are coming in there. Because I know that you've obviously spent time in Italy. So how does that cuisine kind of influence what you make and obviously the ingredients that you've got there available in Samoa?
Well, I was brought up in Italy and I spent basically my childhood from 10 to 30 years old in Italy. And it's just innate in me, you know, the flavors and also going to cooking school. And when I came to Samoa, I really just wanted to utilize the local produce and incorporate that in my teaching and my techniques that I've learned in Italy and in Europe. And it just works so well because Samoa is so bountiful of just beautiful whole ingredients that are untouched and they're not processed. So it really is a chef's heaven here.
And one of the peaks, obviously, in both of those cuisines is the simplicity, but also using ingredients while they are in season, while they are at their best, because then you don't have to make a lot of fuss because the ingredients are so great on their own. I also know that you've been making orange marmalade as well. Talk me through the difference between marmalade and jam and what the process is when you're using oranges.
Well, look, oranges are in season at the moment, and the recipe I use for orange marmalade is as unfussy as it is delicious. It follows an old-fashioned technique I use of sitting in a pot overnight to allow pectin to form. And pectin, we all know, is a natural thickener because I don't really like to add anything else to the food I make and the recipes I make if I can avoid it. And orange marmalade is delicious because it has that tart and sweetness at the same time. And orange marmalade is something that you either love or you hate. I love it.
It always makes me think of Paddington Bear because with his marmalade sandwiches, I must admit, I'm not like, I love oranges and I will eat them raw. I will eat them in multiple ways, but there's something about the rind in marmalade that just, I don't know why it puts me off, but it does. do you have secrets in like making that softer or is it just, you know, it's an acquired taste?
It's an acquired taste and you have to perhaps pair it with something, pair it maybe with something that contrasts that tartness. But yeah, this with orange marmalade, as I said, you either love it or you don't. I really like it just on toast, and it just goes well with a nice cup of tea, nice cup of jasmine tea or an Earl Grey.
But I do appreciate the idea of letting it soak overnight. Like, I feel also anything that you cook that takes more than, like, I know it's more effort, but especially when you're just being lazy and all you have to do is put something in a pan and just leave it for hours.
Yeah, you gotta fold in love.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else that you've been making with oranges as well? And also, where do you get your oranges? Is it just at the local market, or do you have your own orange tree? Is it that special?
But like local orange is known as Moli Samoa. That's what we call them here. They're in season at the moment, and the streets of Apia are lit with stalls covered in vibrant orange. And almost everywhere you turn, there are bound to be oranges at the moment on makeshift tables, under an umbrella, and in front of a busy supermarket, or even in front of a hibiscus hedge on the roadside. Oh. And, you know, selling Moli Samoa here in season now is a long-standing tradition in Samoa and a celebration of our beautiful produce.
Mm, absolutely. And you saying Moli Samoa made me, I realise my dad's listening, and he also messaged me to say that this is how you say oranges in Samoa, and I completely forgot to mention it. So it's good that you were looking out so I don't lose points with Dad.
Yeah.
You're listening to Chef Adora Rossi. We're talking about oranges because they are in season at the moment in Samoa. And as well as obviously incorporating oranges in foods and desserts and all that delicious stuff, there are also great health benefits to oranges. Why are oranges just this amazing superfood?
Absolutely. Oranges are a nutritional powerhouse. They have essential vitamin contents, antioxidants, protein, water percentage, and fiber. And these are necessary minerals that help and keep the nutrients in your body balanced. Now, I'm going to give you 10 good reasons to eat an orange a day.
Love it. Yep.
One, boosts your immunity. Mm. Two, great for eye health. Mm. Three, improves skin tone and texture. Four, prevents heart disease. Five, helps in brain development and enhances memory. Six, may support cancer prevention. Seven, keeps you free from stomach ulcers. Eight, helps prevent iron deficiency. Nine, prevents hair loss. And 10, keeps blood pressure under check.
Wow.
They're delicious.
I was about to say, there is nothing that oranges can't do. And it also makes sense because sometimes when I think of oranges, I think of playing sport in primary school and halftime mm-hmm. coming and someone coming out, like it's obviously the parents' job, it would rotate around different families, that they would come with a container of oranges, quartered oranges,
yes.
and you would just be sucking on the orange during halftime. And sometimes
I remember that.
I was like, sometimes that was the reason when, you know, especially if your sporting game wasn't going that well, you were just like, let's just get to halftime, let's get those oranges into us, and just it's amazing. And all those benefits that oranges have, and the fact that you can eat them raw, you can put them in things and absorb those health benefits
exactly.
are so incredible. Before I let you go, Dora, I have to ask, what is for dinner tonight?
Oh, for dinner tonight, I'm actually testing a new menu. So I'm doing stuff in the testing kitchen. I'm actually creating a sushi burrito with some fresh tuna.
Wait, so, what? What is a sushi burrito?
Sushi burrito. It's basically a big piece of sushi, like burrito size. And I'm waiting for avocados to come back into season, but I'm putting a lot of local cabbage in there and fresh tuna, making a wasabi mayo, sriracha mayo. And yeah, I'm going to trial that out.
Oh my God. Talk me through. I know I said we're going to go, but now I need to know about how you test things, because as a consumer, I obviously get the benefits of when I go to restaurants and I get to go to cafes that I get the best version of it. Talk me through the testing process. And have there ever been times where you're like, maybe this idea isn't working. Do I give up? How do you persevere?
Absolutely.
What goes on?
Plenty of times I try things and it just doesn't work out. And that's the fun of being in the kitchen, is that you can actually test and try, and you do that through just cooking and tasting. And sometimes textures don't work. And sometimes I can have an amazing idea and it doesn't translate. And sometimes I can just be at home and open the fridge and find leftover ingredients and create the most amazing meal. So it really is just fun trialing.
Mm, and do you have a little focus group at home that also tries your recipes?
Yeah, well, my son Giacomo, who is visiting from Perth, he's going to be here till Christmas. He just came out of chefing school, so he's fresh. And I just grabbed him yesterday and I said, look, let's do something for the new menu for the display fridge. Let's do a sushi burrito. So he's really nervous because, you know, he's fresh out of school, but he's got a lot of talent. And yeah, he's got really good little fiddly hands. And yeah, I'm putting him to work already.
That is so impressive. So your son is also a chef as well. The food must be,
yes.
Wow. Okay. I know that we haven't ever met in person, but if I ever come to Samamoa, I'm inviting myself over for dinner because I can't wait for you to come.
You'll be my guest.
Oh, well, thank you. That makes me less like red. I just knock on your door and like, I'm here, feed me.
Please do.
But that sounds absolutely delicious. Well, Dora, I think I need to cook something with oranges tonight. You have inspired me.
Yes.
Maybe I might give marmalade another go. Maybe my adult taste buds, maybe they've developed.
Oranges and salad are really nice. You could segment them and just pop them in salad for a burst of freshness.
Oh my God, yes. There is a salad I like that has fennel in it and oranges.
Yum.
And roasted red peppers. And I like it in that. See, maybe I do like oranges.
There
I just
go.
Need to get over the rhyme. Look at you. You've solved my life and my palate. We love it. Dora Rossi, thank you so much for joining Pacific Beat today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Papa Tai Lava, thank you so much.